Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 56 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Logan Pemberton.
If I was elected Mudshot, I would work every way I could to make the Laughlin Project happen.
Candidates for magistrate in Rowan County gave their take on the issues in a forum.
The two candidates for Kentucky State Senator also weighed in on matters affecting the Commonwealth.
A Lexington woman is accused of abusing an elderly patient at her workplace.
A Montgomery County business burned down this morning.
A Prestonsburg man has been arrested on drug charges.
In sports, MSU basketball faces Berea tonight for an exhibition game.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a low around 40 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Candidates for Rowan County's first magisterial district answered questions during last Tuesday night's candidate forum at the Moorhead Conference Center. Countywide zoning was one of the main issues taken up by Democratic candidate Ray White and his Republican challenger, Nicholas Pico. White gave his take on the issue.
I think the time has come that this next fiscal court has to address this issue. I think it can be done with common sense ordinances. If we want full zoning, if the residents of this county feel enlightened and the mood is there countywide to take this to the ballot for full-fledged zoning, then so be it.
Pico thinks voters, rather than the fiscal court, should have the final say on zoning.
I think zoning has to be something that the county will vote on. I think it has to be put on the ballot. I don't think it's one person or one entity's place to tell people what to do with their property. They work awful hard to buy their land and keep it up, and I think it should be something that the people vote on.
Voters will have their first chance to weigh in on this issue and others when they decide between White and Pico on Election Day, November 6th.
Candidates for Rowan County's 2nd Magisterial District also answered questions during last Tuesday night's candidate forum. Democratic candidate Daryl Glover and his Republican challenger Jerry Flannery discussed the possibility of holding fiscal court meetings in the evening so more people can attend. Here's what Glover had to say on the topic.
Meeting there at 9 o'clock at night, starting at 7:45 in the morning, we obviously can't do it at night. I would not be opposed to doing a video type thing for the people to watch later or watch live, either one. There's hardly ever a meeting that goes less than 6 to 8 hours, so I don't think anybody wants to be there at midnight.
Flannery says he thinks a second evening meeting may be a good option.
People's busy working, and it's hard for them to find out what's going on. So I would be in favor of possibly having a night meeting to go with a day meeting and let the majority of the people come in from both sides and voice their opinion.
Rowan County will also get to voice their opinion at the ballot box when they choose between Glover and Flannery on Election Day.
Candidates for the 4th Magisterial District also answered questions during the forum. Democratic candidate Rob Hamm and his Republican challenger Jerry Bowen each discussed how they believe the city is spending county tax dollars awarded to them for park projects. Here's what Hamm had to say.
I do know that recreation is a top priority, also infrastructure and safety. So I would have to stand behind what the current magistrates have done and judge executive, because that was what they were elected for.
Bowen gave his thoughts on how he believes the city is spending the money.
I assume recreation and enhancing recreation in the county, and we've expanding our growth. We've really outgrown our recreation around the county. We need to enhance that quite a bit and fix some of that recreation problem.
Rowan County voters will have the chance to decide which candidate they believe can address recreation when they take to the polls on November 6th.
Candidates for Kentucky's state senator recently weighed in on the issues they feel are important. WMKY's Wyatt Melton has more.
Democrat Robin Webb faces Republican Scott Sharp for the 18th District Kentucky State Senate seat. When asked by the Daily Independent what they feel are the most pressing items of business, they responded with some of the biggest issues they believe are facing the Commonwealth. Webb's list included education, the economy, and fighting the substance abuse epidemic. A native of the area, she says she will, quote, strive for the best for us. Sharp's list dealt with pensions, the opioid crisis, and altering the economic culture. He says he is, quote, not happy with the current community climate and pointed to his military service as one of his strongest influences on the values he would bring to the office.
That was Wyatt Melton reporting for WMKY News.
The Fayette County Schools superintendent is calling for change after a video of special needs student being dragged down a hallway gained national attention. According to WKYT, several similar allegations have been aimed at the school since the video surfaced in early October, some cases involving the removal of school staff. Fayette County Superintendent Manny Kalk says he wants to see action.
I want to focus on the instructional side and focus on our teachers as it pertains to this tribunal process.
Kalk said that staff members at Fayette County Schools are properly trained and implied that having cameras in classrooms would be ineffective.
A Lexington woman was arrested Wednesday after being accused of abusing an elderly patient at her workplace. According to an arrest citation, 24-year-old Eunice Barnes was an employee in the geriatrics unit of the Ridge when the abuse occurred on September 21st. Surveillance video shows Barnes slapping her 76-year-old patient, who suffers from a number of ailments, multiple times. The patient was also dragged across the room and sprayed in the face with a shower sprayer. Also in the video, the patient was observed yelping during the assault and had been bleeding on her arm after the incident. Barnes is charged with one count of knowingly abuse of an adult by a person.
A Mount Sterling man is facing charges for intimidating a participant in a legal process. WMKY's Haley Stidham has the story.
The 7-year-old Ronald Triplett, already charged with rape, sodomy, and kidnapping, was indicted on the second charge last week. Triplett was once included on the FBI's most wanted list after he allegedly escaped prison in Michigan in the 1980s, where he was being held on robbery and attempted murder charges. According to the Mount Sterling Advocate, the indictment alleges on September 12th, Triplett wrote a harassing and intimidating message on the wall of the Montgomery County Jail to a victim in a pending case who serves as a jail trustee. Triplett was previously charged with the same crime in the jail recreation yard with the same individual. Jail authorities say Triplett's recreation time has been decreased and he will be observed at all times while in the recreation yard. For WMKY News, I'm Haley Stidham.
A Montgomery County business burned down this morning. A fire destroyed Cottle Truss and Metal Company north of Mount Sterling, causing flames as tall as trees and several explosions. Darren Sexton lives nearby. He spoke with WKYT.
And looked out the back window of my bedroom, and I could see the fire down here at Cottle, and then another explosion. And I immediately grabbed the phone and dialed 911.
Emergency crews on the scene let the fire burn itself out. They say the fire was so hot, concrete was starting to cave in. An arson investigator with the Kentucky State Police is investigating the blaze.
A Prestonsburg man has been arrested on drug charges. WSAZ reports 43-year-old Donnie Bentley is charged with trafficking in a controlled substance, third offense DUI, and possession of a controlled substance. Police say they seized 10 grams of methamphetamine from Bentley's vehicle during a traffic stop Monday night. Bentley is lodged in the Floyd County Detention Center. We'll be back with more news right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
U.S. Justice Department officials say a new law enforcement strike force is being formed to combat opioid abuse in Appalachia. Assistant Attorney General Brian A. Binskowski says the Appalachian Regional Prescription Opioid Strike Force will investigate health care fraud schemes and prosecute medical professionals and others involved in the illegal distribution of opioids. The Justice Department said Thursday that the strike force will bring together law enforcement and federal prosecutors. Participants will include the FBI, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office of the Inspector General. Binskowski says the suffering caused by the opioid abuse has been particularly staggering in Appalachia.
A bill that would protect pregnant women against discrimination in the workplace is being reintroduced in Kentucky. According to Spectrum News, the issue is widespread. Officer Lindy Trishler talks about what happened when she became pregnant as a police officer in Florence.
Instead of letting me serve my community and earn a paycheck, I was pushed onto unpaid leave. Human resources actually told me that it was poor planning on my part, that I would have to take this unpaid leave. They also said that I would lose my health insurance in the middle of a complicated pregnancy.
Trishler says the reason that the discrimination was allowed was due to a citywide policy that prohibited modified duty unless in the case of an on-the-job injury.
Kentucky's former House Speaker and two other Republican lawmakers have asked a judge to delay releasing the deposition of a woman accusing them of sexual assault. Former GOP House Speaker Jeff Hoover and Representatives James DeCesare and Michael Meredith all signed a secret sexual harassment settlement last year. House GOP Communications Director Daisy Olivo and former House Clerk Brad Metcalf later sued, saying lawmakers punished them for reporting the harassment. The woman who made the accusations gave a deposition in those lawsuits. Olivo and Metcalf's attorney, Shane Sidebottom, wants the judge to release her testimony, which he says contains disturbing facts regarding harassment and sexual assault. Hoover and Meredith are up for re-election. Their lawyer asked to review the deposition first to determine if parts of it should be sealed.
Morehead State University announced a new $15 million fundraising campaign last week. The Soar to New Heights scholarship campaign will take place over the next 3 years in an effort university officials hope will expand scholarship opportunities for students. MSU President Dr. Jay Morgan made the announcement at last week's ceremony dedicating the Elmer R. Smith College of Business and Technology, and the ribbon-cutting ceremony reopening the Adrian Doran University Center after 2 years of significant renovations.
Our information shows that students lack just $1,000 or $2 each year in closing that financial gap and going to school. This scholarship campaign will go a long way in helping students close that $1,000 or $2,000 gap and assist them in leaving debt-free or as much as they can.
For more information about the campaign, visit moreheadstate.edu/soarcampaign.
The Rowan County Public Library is hosting an event that encourages reading. Read for the Record is set to take place tonight at 6 p.m. Library Executive Director Tim Gamp says the event will include stories and snacks.
To receive a free copy of a book that we're going to be giving away, maybe something beautiful. We're going to be handing that out, but that will be a first come, first serve. And we're going to be giving away one per family. And it's just an event for the kids to participate in and for families to come.
Gamp says the event is one of many to take place at the library this fall. For a full list of events, visit rowancounty.boundless.ly. Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, tonight a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, rain, high near 52 and a chance of precipitation at 90%. Tomorrow night, rain mainly before 8 p.m. with showers likely after 8 p.m., low around 44 and a chance of precipitation at 80%. For your Saturday, a 50% chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 52. Saturday night, a 40% chance of showers, mainly before 2 a.m., cloudy with a low around 43. And Sunday, showers mainly after 2 p.m., high near 55, and a chance of precipitation at 80%. Taking a look at current temperatures, it is 57 degrees here in Moorhead, 55 degrees in Flemingsburg, 56 degrees in Lexington, Winchester, Inez, and in Ashland.
On our features segment today, high school students are able to take dual credit classes at Moorhead State University through a program called Eagle Scholars. WMKY's Tilden Johnson has the story.
My name is Brady Johnson. I am 17. I'm currently a senior at Rowan County Senior High School and a sophomore at Moorhead State.
Brady is unlike other high school students in Rowan County. Him and a couple of his peers go to Moorhead State University on a daily basis. They have regular college schedules, and they don't have to go to the high school at all throughout the week. They are still able to do everything else, though, from prom to senior trips, even playing on the high school football team. The only difference is they have the added stress of having to deal with the reality of being in college.
Well, what's your plan after you graduate? I want to get my master's in astrophysics at Moorhead State because I've been told by several people. They have a very good physics and astrophysics and space science program.
Now, is that your major? Are those the classes that you're taking at the moment?
Yes. I am on my second astronomy class. I'm still trying to get all of my general education classes under my belt.
How exactly does the program work, like, as a high school student?
Well, the high school basically gets a grant, and they get to pay for, I think it's two or three classes at the college, and I'll have to pay for the other one, but I get to go to the college and take all of my classes on campus. I don't have to go to the high school at all. And by the time I graduate high school, I'll have 60 college credit hours done at Morehead State.
So you'll basically, when other people your age are starting their freshman year, you'll be starting your junior year.
Yeah, I'll be a couple steps ahead.
Brady says that although his experience is very similar to most college freshmen, there are some key differences.
It's not that different because a lot of the classes I get put into, the kids are only like a year or two older than I am, but they don't notice, so it's not that bad. Unless your professor goes around and says, hey, who's the youngest person here? And then I'll have to raise my hand because I'm 17.
Do you feel different than the other students in your classes because you're a high school student?
Sometimes, because they have 2 extra years of high school on them that I don't have. So sometimes the professor expects me to know things that everyone else knows, and I don't, because I don't have those 2 extra years of high school under my belt. I went straight to college.
Brady notes that the biggest learning curve he had was definitely within his first semester.
It was pretty different. It wasn't hard, so to speak. The hardest thing was learning how to take on the responsibilities of being an actual college student, because in high school, they hand you everything, and they remind you in class when things are due and when everything's, how you're supposed to do stuff and what to do and all that. In college, it's a lot different. You take on a lot of responsibility yourself. And that was probably the hardest thing I had to learn, because high school did not prepare me for that at all.
Brady says he has some advice for high school sophomores looking to get into this early college program.
3 things, probably. 1, I would highly recommend this program if you want to learn. 2, do your assignments before they're due. It is not fun staying up till 3 o'clock trying to get a paper that's due the next day at 8. And 3, having a Starbucks is really nice.
High school is hard, or at least it's stressful, but imagine amplifying that with the added stress that you had during your first couple of years in college. Regardless of the toughness, this will be one situation that these kids will remember for the rest of their lives. I'm Tilden Johnson.
The time is 4:48. I'm Jacob Lindberg, here with Logan Pemberton, and we're glad you joined us on this Thursday afternoon. Leanne Akers has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, videotapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
Eagle basketball takes flight tonight at Johnson Arena. For WMKY Sports, I'm Leanne Akers. Morehead State's men's basketball team is raring to get the 2018-19 season underway. The Eagles will get their first taste of outside competition tonight at 6:05 when Berea visits for an exhibition game. The game can be heard live on the Eagle Sports Radio Network and seen live on ESPN+. Head coach Preston Spradlin is in his second year as the permanent bench boss. He says his team looks different on the court.
We're going to shoot the ball better. I would anticipate we spent a lot of time doing that. You know, we got stagnant offensively last year. We were a much better defensive team than we were an offensive team, and that just kind of happened by default. As we went through the year, that we kind of had to choose, all right, where are we going to hang our hat this year to be able to compete? And so we had to kind of hang it on the defensive end because we did struggle to score.
Berea made the move to NCAA Division III beginning in 2014. The Mountaineers finished 2017-18 at 7-17 and 3-13 in the conference. The Eagles return all five starters this season, led by preseason All-OVC pick LaMontre Harris and leading returning scorer junior guard Jordan Walker. Following this action, the 2018-19 regular season gets started November 6th when MSU hosts Kentucky Christian. The Rowan County Senior High School volleyball team is heading to the state tournament Friday. The Vikings will enter round one for a face-off against Greenwood. And Rowan head coach Steve Walters says they'll be seeing a familiar face during the sure-to-be-tough matchup.
Well, of course, our good friend Courtney Smith, who was All-American at Moorhead, she's one of their assistant coaches. And so, we all know how intelligent she is, volleyball IQ off the chart, and she's turning out little miniature versions of her down there. So they've got really great outside hitters.
Rowan is set to serve up at 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. The Moorhead State soccer team will partake in the Ohio Valley Conference Soccer Championship Tournament for the first time since 2015. The Eagles will take on SIU Edwardsville in the opening round of the tournament Friday at 2 at Eastern Kentucky's EKU Soccer Field in Richmond. After starting the season with a 1-7 non-conference record, Moorhead State won 4 OVC matches at home and finished with a 4-6 conference mark and gained 12 points to claim the 8th and final seed in that tournament. The winner between the Eagles and the Cougars will advance to play Eastern Kentucky on their home field Sunday at 1 p.m. Should Moorhead State advance past the quarterfinal round, they'll play the regular season OVC champions UT Martin in Martin, Tennessee on November the 2nd. Fans can watch Friday's matchup with SIUE live on the OVC digital network. Moorhead State Baseball will conclude its fall practices this weekend with the annual Blue and Gold Fall World Series. This season's event will run in conjunction with Baseball Parents Weekend in recognition of the 2018 Ohio Valley Conference Baseball Championship team at Saturday's football game. This season's rendition of the Blue and Gold World Series will pit volunteer assistant coach Blaine Barthel's Gold Squad against hitting coach Kane Sweeney's Blue Squad, both teams being selected through a controlled draft. Approximate start times for the weekend series are 4 p.m. Friday, 4:45 on Saturday, and noon on Sunday. Offensively, Moorhead State looks to blend its veteran presence, 5 returning starters, with an impressive group of junior college transfers that could make an immediate impact. The group of returners include a pair of All-OVC first-team members, an All-OVC second-team member, and a member of last season's OVC All-Tournament team. Moorhead State's Fall World Series also includes a luncheon for all players, parents, family, and friends in attendance on Saturday. Riding a 2-game winning streak, the Moorhead State Football Eagles host the Red Foxes of Marist on Saturday. Sitting at 3-4 on the year, MSU has a chance to pull to .500 and get back into contention in the Pioneer Football League standings. Head coach Rob Tenier talks about this week's opponent.
They're a very good football team. They're tough. They're physical. They're always that. And, they present problems on both sides of the football. So, again, it's about going out and preparing for your next opponent. That's what we're doing. And I'm glad that we're playing at home.
Marist also comes into the game at 3-4, but moved to 3-1 in the PFL with a 48-41 overtime win over Davidson last week. Kickoff from Jane Stadium is set for 1:05 p.m. on Saturday. The game can be seen on ESPN+. The top teams in the Kentucky Associated Press High School football polls were announced today. Not surprisingly, Johnson Central took the top seat in Class 4A, while Ashland Blazer took the third seat. The Eagles host Belfry on Friday. They will host the Class 4A KHSAA Commonwealth Gridiron Bowl against Bourbon County on November 2nd. In other high school football action, a little closer to home tomorrow night, East Carter heads to Powell County. The Raiders are coming off a 25-21 win that ended Rowan's season last week. West Carter hosts Fairview and Morgan County hosts Sheldon Clark. Game times for those three matchups are set for 7:30. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Leanne Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Football hosts Marist at 1:05 p.m. on Saturday. Men's basketball welcomes Berea for an exhibition game tonight at 6, and women's basketball plays Shawnee State at 6:05 p.m. on Monday. You can get tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks jumped as Wall Street recovered from a tumble yesterday that sent two of the major indices into negative territory for 2018. And at the close, the Dow Industrials showed a gain of 401.13 at 24,984.55. The S&P 500 was up 49.97 at 2705.57. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 209.94 at 7318.34. The NASDAQ strength came from some familiar names, such as your FANG stocks. Amazon was up 7.1% ahead of the release of its earnings report after the bell today. A 3.4% jump in Facebook and a 3.7% jump in Netflix also lifted the NASDAQ index. And, of course, yesterday, the Dow plunged 608 points, which erased all of its gains for 2018. The S&P 500 dropped 3% yesterday and also turned negative for the year. The NASDAQ was down over 4% yesterday and entered correction territory. Today is the busiest day of the earnings season, as after the bell, not only Amazon, but Alphabet, which is, of course, the parent for Google, Expedia, and Snap are all scheduled to report earnings. Tesla posted a surprise profit, sending its shares up by 9.1%. Twitter surged 15.5% on better-than-expected results. However, AMD shares tanked more than 15% after the company issued weak revenue guidance for the fourth quarter. Microsoft reported earnings and revenue for the previous quarter that easily topped analyst expectations, and the Dow component rose almost 6%. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.3% at $67.07 a barrel. Gold was up 0.2% at $1,233.50 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were strong, with the Stoxx 600 index up 0.5%. In Asia, stocks were weak for the most part, with the Nikkei plunging 3.7% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong finishing down 1%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Microsoft and Visa, while the worst performers were Verizon and McDonald's. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Twitter and Xilinx, while the worst performers were Align Technologies and Advanced Micro Devices. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Kroger up 6 cents at $28.01, Community Trust Bank up $1.63 at $44.91, Anthem up $5.65 at $271.08, Lowe's up $1.44 at $97.97, CSX up 48 cents at $66.39, and Marathon Petroleum was up $1.90, finishing at $69.96. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. Basketball and racquetball courts, weight and exercise equipment, indoor walking track and swimming pool. Outdoor Adventures offers a bouldering wall, camping and hiking equipment, kayaks and paddle boards for Eagle Lake. Towel service and group fitness classes included with all memberships. Day passes and community memberships now available for fall. Bowling lanes open Monday through Saturday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Laughlin Building. More information at 783-2083.
Taking another look at the weather tonight, a 30% chance of rain mainly after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy skies with a low around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, rain with highs near 52 and a chance of precipitation at 90%. And tomorrow night, rain showers, lows around 44 and a chance of precipitation at 80%.
That'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Leanne Akers, Chanasty Davis, Haley Stidham, Joe Lewis, Wyatt Melton, and Peyton Stewart. Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke with your stock report, and our feature segment came from WMKY's own Tilden Johnson. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Logan Pemberton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All things considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.